may remember the story of a woman named Mia Irizarry. She was at a Cook County Forest Preserve setting up for a picnic. A man named Timothy Tribus came up to her.
Are you educated?
I'm your officer.
For Providence.
Yes, Lord.
Why does...
We protect Puerto Rico.
Okay.
Own Puerto Rico.
Okay.
The United States of America. So what's your point now?
Well, what's your point, sir?
My point is, why are you wearing that?
Because I can.
Where?
Officer, can you please... I'm renting this area... And he's harassing me about the shirt that I'm wearing.
America, you're not renting any of it.
I did rent
so
it.
You put a permit.
I have a permit for
your
this.
Permit
right,
to
so
have it.
Can you please step away from me, sir? Can you please step away from me?
He never touched her. The officers there didn't get real involved. She's again wearing a Puerto Rico flag T-shirt. This happened last summer. Finally, it's made its way through the courts. He was found guilty of two felony counts of hate crime, and the sentence could go up to 5 years in prison. His attorney is David Goldman. David, this is John. Thanks for joining us on WGN. How are you?
I'm fine, John. How are you?
That's good. Thanks for asking. That's my representation of it, as I understand it. Did I get pretty much the story right there?
You did. He was found guilty of two hate crimes, with the underlying crimes being misdemeanors. One assault, one disorderly conduct.
And we talked about this in our podcast that's going to drop this evening at 5. And some of the journalists in town were arguing that while that's unfortunate conduct, they weren't sure that that should rise to the level of a hate crime or that somebody should go to jail for 5 years for that, because it carried out like that for a while. Your client could have taken a plea agreement. Am I right about that?
No. Well, he could have if one was offered that was acceptable, but that never came true.
Did he want to go to trial on this?
He was put in a position where they were going to not reduce the case, and they basically, what we were still talking about when we never got anything, was penitentiary time. And he didn't feel what he did was worth penitentiary time, and I kind of agree with him.
How long do you think he's going to go to jail for this?
That's up to Judge Gillespie at this point.
You don't have a feel for that? I mean, I mentioned 5 years is the maximum. Will he get a year or more, less?
Well, he can't get just a year. He's got to do at least 2 to 5.
Really?
That's what...
Wow.
Pardon me?
I said, really? I wasn't aware of that. So he has to go to jail for at least 2 years for that.
Well, he's still probationable. And the other thing is, ever since bond court last summer, he was placed on electronic home monitor bracelets. And the judge can give him credit for the days that he was on the monitor as equivalent to a day in jail.
So how easy could it go for him? I'm just trying to get my head around this, because I think when we assess things like this, we really do want the punishment to fit the crime. So how long was he on monitoring then?
Over 400 days.
So over a year and a third. So maybe he would only be behind bars for 8-9 months, something like that.
Well, actually, if he got a 2-year sentence on this type of felony, you do 50% of your time. So on a 2-year sentence, he would have to serve 1 year. And if the judge was to give him credit for the whole 400 days, basically his sentence would be completed.
So that's the best case scenario for your client. Could you just give a little more context what was going on there? Why was he so belligerent to that woman who was doing him no harm?
Kim was drunk, very intoxicated, and the day before he had had 6 teeth pulled, and he had also taken some Tylenol with codeine that morning. So he really wasn't in his right mind.
Is that a defense?
No. Voluntary intoxication isn't a defense in the state.
That explains it, but that doesn't hold any weight in a court, in other words, huh?
Well, in my opinion, it was kind of mitigating in the fact that when somebody is that drunk and appears to be that drunk, they do certain things. And whether or not it was reasonable that she thought he was going to touch her, unfortunately, in my opinion, a lot of people who are very drunk don't understand space relationship. They get into your face. They get into your space. And they're not even really necessarily aware they're doing it.
Yeah. I guess that explains his demeanor or his, you know, his physical interaction. But I think a lot of us believe that nobody says anything drunk that they didn't think sober. So the words coming out of his mouth, I think, are what are most damning. And evidently those reflect his views. It was that, and therein lies the hate crime, right?
Well, that's what the jury found. You know, one of the things I argued was this was on Flag Day, and she was wearing a Puerto Rican flag, and his drunken opinion, she should have been wearing the United States of America flag.
Yeah. That's a very interesting story. I'm sorry for the victim. I'm sorry for your client. I'm sorry that that attitude persists out there.
I agree with you, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what I kind of thought, and I argued to the jury, is hate crime, in my opinion, is the person in Charlottesville who drove his car.
You don't think there's
the person in Charleston who shot up the African-American church.
You don't think there's a continuum of hate that some people...
Well, friends of mine have said that to me, and I've responded this way. If you're in a 30-mile-per-hour zone and you drive 31, you're technically speeding. But you deserve to have a ticket and get a ticket for speeding. Not many people do.
Steve Bertrand, what were you thinking over there?
I was just going to clarify. So you're saying the prosecutors never offered no jail time in for a guilty plea?
What was the best case scenario they offered you? I mean, I presume
we didn't. They really didn't offer me anything. Okay. I would say I'd like the case reduced. They would say we're not going to reduce it.
They didn't offer you a lesser plea, a lesser charge, or for something. You plead guilty to less.
You know, originally he was charged with, on the day of the incident, he was charged with misdemeanor disorderly conduct and misdemeanor assault. And those are still crimes. And I thought that he should plead guilty to those and get punished for those, but not necessarily the hate crime.
All right, David, thank you for your time today. Maybe you and I will visit one more time after the sentencing takes place. I think that's not a small part of this kind of story. So thanks for your thoughts here, and let's visit again down the road, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
David Goldman is the defense attorney for Timothy Tribus in that hate crime case from last summer. I believe it was in June at a Cook County Forest Preserve. The case was in Skokie.